Good.
I'm all
Well, obviously, man, like today is a testimonial, from your journey. Obviously, right, like we've been working together now, I think 5 months because we extended it because of the growth that you were having. But I really want to take you back to a stage of before working with me. You know, what was life like for you? Where were you at in your business, in your health, and in your relationships at that stage? So, you know, where were you at, 5 months ago?
in a bit of a rubbish place. Lot going on in terms of personal and business life. Obviously, I started my second year of university. Josie was obviously heavily pregnant at the time with our second. And I had no structure to my life at all. Felt a little bit lost in terms of, obviously, I was self-employed, but I felt like I wasn't running a business. As a business, just felt like a bit of a hobby, and I didn't value my services in at the time, and because of that, I was just emotions all over the shop. Just like I always felt hard done by when there was nothing to be felt hard done by, and was definitely affecting myself and obviously the family as well. So yeah, it wasn't a good place to be. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good looking back.
Yeah, I think so then if it wasn't good looking back then, like you said, your partner was heavily pregnant with your second one and business wasn't going where you're going. What was the reason for you to reach out?
I had enough, to be honest. I was constantly, I was depressed, to be honest. Definitely depressed. I just like I said, didn't feel any value. No, I had a little boy, Alvi. I wasn't engaging with him very much, and I was remember drive. I'd drive to uni at a break. I'd break down because I didn't think I was enough for the family, and it was a weird time. Really, but yeah, it's strange looking back.
I bet it's refreshing to obviously look back now and see where you're at.
Yeah,
We'll
it's great. Looking back now, obviously, it's just having children, like, and trying to pick a career that, or work towards a career that you really enjoy. And you just can't give enough to your career, can't give enough to the family, can't give enough to yourself. It's just like that vicious circle of disbelief, and then it's affecting the people around you without really knowing. And then that was enough then. I thought, right, enough's enough. Get in touch, and I stumbled upon you when, luckily.
Well, I remember very, very well at the start, two of the things that were really like highlighted from when you're talking was probably confidence and
Yeah.
self-worth. And obviously you being in your industry, sports therapist or sports massage therapist, you were very much on like you did it because you loved this passion and your journey of your own injuries and how you could get people out of that pain and then back into
Yeah.
so excitement. But I remember at this stage you were mobile. You were driving to people's houses, charging a lot less than what you would, and your value of your self-worth, like we talk about, was dropping because you started to not enjoy the job. Is that right?
Yeah, so I was more I'd no started the mobile business like 10 years ago, on and off. So it got to a point where I was getting busy, but I was traveling, three, potentially 4 hours a day, just to fit three or four people in. So my time was wasted a lot. I was coming home late in the evenings. But I just like I said, I didn't feel valued at all because I was just out all hours, and I was like, oh, I've only earned this today now. If I was in the room, or if I had the confidence to go and approach someone to try and rent the room, but I didn't have it. The confidence just wasn't there. Like, I don't know why it wasn't there, but probably I just had some walls up, I should imagine, from things in the past. I've never been, no, never really been a confident person, but I know I had the ability to go on and thrive through the business. So, yeah, It was a case of just identifying them. I wouldn't say issues, but just identifying
Work.
where I could go, like, you know.
If you remember right, I remember very well, our first month we really took the bull by the horns essentially. We broke down and we had our first one-to-one session together, a 50-minute video call just like this. And we identify where you are and where you wanted to be and identify what's actually stopping you from getting there. And then it was essentially, man, learning to master those emotions, put boundaries in place, and then getting clarity on how you are going to achieve this. And from my end as the coach, the momentum and the energy from when you got clarity on where you was going was pretty like 100, 0 to 100, wasn't it?
So when I got something in my mind, it's like you've got to do it because you've made a bit of a promise to yourself. But obviously, coming on board, it was just being accountable, isn't it? So I remember that first session of the meditation, and it still sticks out in my mind now. It's like I always knew where I wanted to go, but I never knew at the same time or how I'd never know how to get there. So that first session is just sort of like the switch in my mind to say, look, it is achievable, put things in place. And I always remember after the session having a chat with Joss, and I just broke down, like absolutely broke down. And I don't know, it's weird, isn't it? It's just how you change your life changes so much in like a short period of time, because we had obviously the two kids quite quickly together. Your life just goes upside down overnight, and you just can't do things I used to do before. But like I said, coming to work with you then, I identify that my life has changed and things have got to change for things to work. So yeah, that first session, I remember that forever. Mad.
Awesome. Oh, it's amazing to hear that, right? And as we go on and explain the story a bit more of your journey with work and training and finding that time. So what we did in particular was we really sat down and brushed out where the business is at and where it wants to get to and what you've got to do. Because at the same time, you were studying, you're doing a master's degree all through this. So there was a lot of things going on, pulling you in different directions. So, we set you up in an area where you had your own studio, like your own facility to do your therapist work, working with clients. And from that, then I think that we overcome that fear where, oh, if I do this, I take this plunge, what's that going to leave me with? And I'll let you kind of tell it from you. What actually happened when you took that plunge and committed to a space for you to do your sports massage work?
I suppose like the fear went away of like that self belief was increased. I had more self belief, my confidence increased. It's just jumping over that wall and getting into that position of like I've been doing this a long time now, and I guess I didn't value myself as a therapist. I just massage people, or but it wasn't a case of that. Like it's. I had to like dive quite deep down to think like, no, I am changing these people's lives. And when they come in, you can advise them on stuff. And after a couple of sessions, you change their life like in a couple of hours. So that when things like that started happening a bit more, obviously my work in the room was getting a lot better. That's why I just focus on setting up in the place. I was happy just so I was traveling to work. I'd leave work and travel home. I wasn't traveling around everywhere, and I could just give all my time and attention into as the individuals I walk through the door. So, and as the months have gone on, in terms of my work, it's just my confidence has just gone through the roof in terms of that. And like I know where I should be working and where I should identify, makes sense. If the people come in, and I don't know. Well, the issue is I'll just pass them on, like, because you've got to know your game in it. But like I said, but before people would come in, I'm like, oh, can I help them? Can I not? But now I'm like, look, I can't help you. I'm gonna have to send you off to someone else. Like, so I think it's just brought through like an identity in myself, I think, as a therapist, like where I want to go in the next couple of years. And It's just, yeah, it's changed completely, like structurally as well. Like, I work, say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll have Thursday off because I spend with the kids or I got to revise. But I'm spending a lot more time with the kids now and Joss from having this, or setting up this other part or moving on then throughout the business.
Well, even like you said then, right? Like I remember in particular, there was a couple of things at the start. Was one of the things which we speak about was our people pleasing tendencies, and
Yeah.
you knew things weren't serving you anymore, but you felt guilty to let go of them and actually look after you and your family, because this was like, for instance, committing to sporting teams on the weekend, where realistically, that served its purpose now. That
Yeah.
comes to an end, and that was a battle. But then you did it. And you started to self-respect yourself more then. And when you started to do that, then that started to ravel into your business. Then, well, these are the hours I only work.
Yeah.
This is my price point. I'm not going to budge anymore. I'm devoting these days to my children, which benefited your relationship. And I know I'm speaking on behalf of you, because sometimes it's easier for me to see it than you. But from that now, you've given that time back to yourself. You've become a better therapist. Your knowledge, your thorough, how much testimonials that every when I look at your business now, you've got 5 stars all the time coming in. You've got great
Mad. I can't believe it, to be honest. It's mad.
But then what did that ravel onto now is your social media presence, something where your confidence was at a low, is at an all-time high now. Your social media presence on videos, talking, your knowledge, your experience, your confidence has all come from going back and working on yourself.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know, I just couldn't, I didn't like to say no to people. I think it's just because I've been brought up as a nice guy, I suppose. I'm not one to let people down, and but obviously when it got to an eight, like I'm 30 now, like so, you're not a kid anymore. Do you know what I mean? So it was like flicking the switch and say, look, I got responsibilities now. If I keep saying yes to people, this is going to be affected. This is going to be affected. If I set boundaries. Like this is going to get better, and that's going to get better. But I'm still earning money along the way as well. But I just think it made me look feel, it makes me feel a bit more professional, as in as my job as well. Like it's not like, oh, I can give Ryan a phone now, he'll come and see me. But it's like, no, I got this is my time with my family now, and I need this time for myself to train. It took a long time to get there, mind,
Of course, of course.
but. Like I think it was definitely the right thing to do to progress in business, to be honest. Just it makes me feel a bit more appealing, rather than just running rat like in the rat race. And like sometimes I'd say yes to people, be out an extra 3 or 4 hours just for like a couple of quid. Like it wasn't like it's not life changing. So I was like, why am I even doing it for? Why am I putting myself in that position? But that's definitely one of the biggest things I've taken away is setting my
Same.
own boundaries and setting my own goals, and I can continue to do that weekly. Just these are the short term goals weekly. Like some weeks I might be able to work longer hours, some weeks I might not. But
Yeah.
that's my decision now. No, not nobody else influences that apart from my family.
More control. Do you think as well, learning these and learning exercises, for instance, what you can and what you can't control, and decision making, what's better for you, and learning to say no and letting go of the people pleasing tendencies and putting boundaries in place for these things. Do you think, since working with myself, that this has progressed a lot quicker than it would have otherwise if you went independently?
Yeah, because I wouldn't know how to do it, to be honest. I'd just be going around in these vicious circles. I'd probably do it for a week, and I should be back to square one after that. So yeah, it's just having you there. It's just being accountable in it, and like you call me out on stuff, and just being honest, having that, I suppose, that relationship with yourself to be able to open up, and you can just dive in and see what's going on. Yeah,
Amazing.
so having guidance from yourself has been, well, that's been the only reason why I'm in this position now. So,
Appreciate that. I'm just happy for my end, man. This is why I do it. But when I know, for instance, your business is thriving, but your cup is full on a personal level, And then your relationship is, you like you said to me before, it's like we're back school kids dating again for a relationship that you've been in now over 12 years, 11 years.
Christ, more than 14 now.
14 years, man, to feel that
Yeah.
feeling again purely by coming back to yourself and putting yourself first. That's a massive indicator. But rolling on to that now, in the business now, the hours that you were doing before you started working, how many were you doing a week, do you think? While studying.
While studying, including travel, probably, I'd say about 20,
20 hours a week you were doing before while studying.
including traveling, yeah.
Okay. And now that you've gone to a location, changed your price points, your work is leveled up, how would you be doing around about the same hours now?
Yeah, nigh on, same I was, but I don't travel. Obviously I value myself a lot more now, so
Yeah.
I increase my price point. Just so I'm valued
Yeah.
by myself a bit more. And since I have done that, my treatments have just skyrocketed. I'm a lot more. I used to go into a lot of detail before, but when I'm in my own little space, my own little bubble in a room, and I've valued myself, my confidence a bit better, I just find my treatments are a lot more in depth, and obviously I'm earning a little bit more money as well, so it's a win-win.
When we talk about earning more money, we don't have to go into figures, but if we went on percentages, let's say for instance, I know from what I've gathered with you, right, we're close to 80 or 100% profit margin increase from what it was in October. We're in
Yeah,
April,
I
it's
see.
gone into April now.
Yeah, so definitely when I go back to out the uni hours and stuff, it'd probably be I'd be able to put 100% on top of what I was earning back before, like just from purely having structure.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm having that confidence of speaking on camera, and I'd never have done that before. No chance. Not a chance.
On top of that, then you've done public speaking events on
Yeah,
charity.
like, and I no, I'll happily have open conversations with people now. Where, like, as before, I was like, oh, do I really know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But now it's like, I do know what I'm talking about, and I can help other people just by having chats now with them. So, yeah, just having that clarity in my own mind to think, right, yeah, I can speak about this in confidence and just go and do it, innit?
No, definitely. And from that now, obviously you're connected to triathlon groups. I've seen that you were doing some pretty big names in was it gym people or weightlifters or something?
Boxers,
Boxers.
yeah.
And what does that? What my goal whenever I work with you, and I never said it to you until we got a bit in, but I said I want you to be one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in South Wales. Well, you've already made a massive dint within 5.5 months. Of your name is everywhere in our area where we're from, everyone talks about you, and the problems you were having at the start to what the problems are you are having right now, because you're always going to have problems, but your problems right now is actually turning people away. That's a pretty
Yeah,
big problem.
I know. Yeah, like working with, I suppose, the professional athletes, I guess. It's just nice because I've always wanted to be in that space in terms of work-wise, working with like-minded people, and it's really nice. Just to it's still weird because they like people are ringing me like, oh, do you come and treat blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, go on in, and I'm totally fine with it now.
Yeah.
Whereas before I'd be a little bit nervous and stuff, but yeah, like my goal always remains, I just want to be the best I can for the people that come into my clinic, and like I'd never want to label myself as the best around because there's always people around you with a little bit more knowledge and stuff, but as long as my goal is to keep learning,
Yeah.
get a better therapist week in, week out as the years go on. Another 3 years in uni, so my knowledge is going to increase a lot more over them 3 years as well. I just want to be able to help people then, essentially.
Do you think your knowledge has increased over the last 5.5 months, though?
Oh, yeah, immensely.
For me, man, it's been an amazing journey seeing you like where you were to where you are now. But it all came down to you, man. Like obviously working with me and working with the habit stacker, working with the paradigm mindset shift, so changing your identity, which we've done, and now your whole life has just kind of sunk into one, and it's just like. The movements, it's not just been little movements, it's been big movements, big changes, but big wins.
Yeah.
It all come down to you backing yourself and putting yourself out there. Your takeaway from the whole program, right, if I could ask you,
Yeah.
what was it in particular that really got you going? Or I know you said the meditation and the start stuff at the start, but
The first session was very good. The meditation and like, I suppose it's just having that imagination in it of like where you can go. That was really good, and just it was just the weekly catch-ups. That was really good having them weekly tasks, the tasks to do, and once you do them, it's like, Christ, I should have been doing this a long time ago, but you just don't know
yeah.
about these things. So just having new ideas being put forward to you, it's just the weekly catch-ups. Obviously, the group within with all the other people on board with you, like obviously like-minded people, like everybody wants to do these things, don't they? And like maybe I wanted to do it like years ago, but it was just having that confidence just to reach out to you. But it was a case of I don't know what I think I don't know if I was gonna feel stupid for reaching out. I think that's what the biggest issue is with a lot of people, but I was like, fuck this now. I've had enough. I'm in a bit of a shit place.
Yeah.
Just have a chat with him and see what happens like. And it was like an easy going chat at the start, in it, and then I was like, I'm in now. I'm committed. So yeah, it was really good.
I think a lot of people get it mixed up with, let's say, mental health, because you
Yeah.
reaching out for help is a sign of weakness to many people, in particular
Yeah.
men, but there's women as well. But realizing it's nothing to do with mental health, it's actually just getting our lives in order,
Order, yeah.
overcoming roadblocks, getting clarity, what's your goals, and starting with the end in mind. So in 4 months' time, we want to achieve this, but let's work our way back. And it's
Yeah.
just, if you go to the gym, you have a program. If you want to eat clean, you have a program. If you want to get your business and your health and your wealth related sorted, get a program from it. But
Yeah.
credit to you, man. Like where you are now is all down to you and everything you've worked for. And for me, man, to see a happy family, happy life, and a
Yeah.
business thriving, these are the three pillars that we look for, man. So I'm just very grateful for you taking this opportunity, right?
No, I appreciate it, but appreciate it.
Top man. All right, brother. I'm going to let this wrap up. Appreciate it.